You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a great start for Australia at the US Open Tennis Championships in New York, with Ashley Barty through to the third round, while the ever-controversial Nick Kyrgios is through to the second round, where he'll meet unseeded Frenchman Antoine Huang early on Friday morning. Kyrgios faced scrutiny over his comments after beating Steve Johnson of the United States, in which he described the ATP Tour as being corrupt. He's since backtracked and admitted his choice of words was poor after the ATP launched an investigation. The Ashes cricket series has already produced plenty of drama to keep cricket fans happy. Australia is preparing for next week's fourth test at Old Trafford in Manchester by taking on Derbyshire this weekend in a three-day tour match. With the series evenly poised at one test each, Australia will be boosted by Steve Smith's availability after he sat out the last test with concussion. Smith says he's totally back to his best and can't wait to get back into the middle of the action over the next few days.
You know, all my movement patterns and the way I feel is really good, so I'm comfortable with that, and hopefully I can ramp up my training over the next few days and get myself in a position again where I'm comfortable and can go out and score some big runs again.
There's a blockbuster game in the NRL in Brisbane on Friday night when the Brisbane Broncos take on the Parramatta Eels. Both sides are coming off disappointing losses last round, and if Parramatta is to have any chance of finishing in the top four, it must win the game. Coach Brad Arthur says welcoming back key winger Blake Ferguson is a big boost for his side, two rounds out from the finals.
The boys are excited to have him back in. He's, you know, like he brings that winning belief and confidence. But, you know, he hasn't played for a while and he's probably still a bit light. But, yeah, he'll get an 80-minute performance out and hopefully he'll be better again next week.
The Melbourne Storm were crowned minor premiers last weekend, mathematically at least, but victory against the fourth-placed Manly Sea Eagles on Saturday afternoon will confirm it. Minor AFL premiers Geelong go up against Collingwood in their qualifying final next Friday evening, looking to book a place in the preliminary final. But the AFL's policy of having a week off before the finals begin has been widely questioned by fans, players and officials alike. For Geelong, having the weekend off has given the team's fans plenty of time to worry about an atrocious record coming off a bye. In the Cats' last 12 matches after a week off, they've lost 11 of them. But vice-captain Patrick Dangerfield says their fans need not worry.
You can look holistically and say, oh, there's a pattern, but every year is different, this team is different, and every game that you play after a bye or a rest or the start of a season is separate. So, we're not concerned about it.
The Super Netball season is down to the semi-final stage. On Saturday, the reigning champions, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, welcome the New South Wales Swifts. The return of English import Helen Housby from injury is expected to boost the Swifts, who haven't won the national title since 2008. Housby says she's looking forward to the match.
Yeah, the feeling's really good. It's obviously exciting, and I think the Swifts are famously a club who get to the finals and have got a lot of history there, so it's nice to be able to do the dress justice, I think, and to be back in the finals. And you know, it's my first time there personally, so I'm beyond excited.
The winner of Saturday's match earns the right to host the Super Netball Grand Final. They'll take on either the Melbourne Vixens or the Collingwood Magpies, who contest the second semi-final on Sunday afternoon. And in motorsport this weekend, the Formula One season returns after a mid-season break when Belgium hosts round 13 of the championship. Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton holds the record with five previous pole positions in Belgium, so the standings leader looks well set to extend his 62-point lead going into the race if he manages to win a sixth start from the front of the grid. It seems not a question of if, but when the British driver closes to within one of Michael Schumacher's seven world titles. John Baldock, SBS News.